very happy to tell you about how I celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut. I was 6 weeks old when I arrived to Israel. Most of my life I grew up there, schooling. I really enjoyed celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut in Israel with going out to the streets, dancing, meeting friends, neighbors, and we were a happy, happy, united people. In Australia, I tried to get together with some friends. Sometimes it's a private party, sometimes it's a party at the Moadon, the Israeli Moadon, and sometimes it's a communal party. When my kids were younger, I was more involved, and because of them, today they're sort of independent, they've got their children, grandchildren. Sometimes we do things separately. But of course, it is celebrated on the 2nd of May, which is next Tuesday, and I hope to get together with them and with the rest of my friends and enjoy with a glass of wine, saying L'chaim, and wave the Israeli flag, which I'm very proud of.
Rachel, you contribute a lot, even as a teacher.
Well, I'm trying to. You see, I'm sort of semi-retired part-time, and I work for the BJE, which is a lovely education center. And I'm very proud to go out to different schools. I have about 8 or 9 different schools for Ivrit and Jewish studies or Met Extension. And I install the love of Israel into my students. And they're really very good. When we have a reflection of what we've done last year, they come up with beautiful answers. They remember the flag, the Magen David, the Pasim, the stripes in the flag, the emblem of Israel, which is a menorah, and olive branches, and the word Israel. And I'm very proud of them and of their achievements.
Rachel, you come in touch with Jewish children, primary school children, and you teach them Judaism and Ivrit and Hebrew. What do they know about Yom HaAtzmaut? Did they know anything before you taught them?
The very little is. This is probably fresh for them, and it depends what background they come from. Some of them are mixed marriages, so they're probably not celebrating so much Yom HaAtzmaut. They celebrate more Anzac Day and Australian Day. But the older ones have a little bit of a background, and we've got lovely books to go with and flashcards and hands-on things. So they have an idea. When it comes to the age of Israel, that's a little bit confusing, and they're not quite sure, because I do say Israel is young as your grandparents. So they're thinking a bit, and they say, well, you know, our grandparents are pretty old. I said, no, not really. 69 is a very young age. So, you know, yeah, it happened today. So, you know, I'm very proud of them, and I'm very proud of the department, the BJE, which I'm working with. They organize us books and things, and we follow what they plan, and it's working well.
Rachel Aharon, thank you very much, and Yom HaAtzmaut Sameach.